It's time to go inside. Inside the stats. Inside the game. Inside the mind of Al Eschbach.
Hello! Can anybody hear me?
It's Inside Sports on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
And I'm back on this beautiful Monday. And join us, long time friend. Have not talked to him in a while. College football written all over him, George Schroeder. George, heard you were in town. Your daughter graduated this week. Oh, you, congratulations.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It's been really fast 4 years for her. And it's like, why isn't she still eight? But she's, 22. You know how that goes. I mean,
no doubt about it. What'd she get a degree in?
Elementary education with a Spanish minor. So very excited for her.
I got to tell you that my son Alex is getting his PhD at OU, and then his wife Jessica last year was named Public School Teacher of the Year in the state of Oklahoma. So I value
that
education. Yeah, so
that
I value education. So, I know I think about you every now and then and wonder, boy, George got out of this college football thing on time. I mean, it's a mess, George. You ever think it was going to go like this?
No, but listen, it's a much bigger mess if you're in it, say, in either the coaching or the athletic department administration part of it. I mean, it's
absolutely,
one thing to try to cover it like we do, try to cover it, or we did. But, man, I would hate to be a head football coach right now, or an assistant coach, or Joe Castiglione, or, an athletic director somewhere. It's crazy. It's a combination of NIL and the transfer portal put together. And by the way, NIL is not really NIL. It's just boosters doing pay-per-play. It's not, it's not really the guy, the quarterback. I mean, we see this. We saw it last year with Spencer Rattler, where the quarterback was one of the local car dealerships, right? He had a deal with a car dealer. But it isn't that anymore. It's a bunch of boosters putting together a collective, quote-unquote. And I think the NCAA is going to try to crack down on it. But it's just pay-for-play kind of funneled a different way.
Well, first of all, let's go. Since I haven't talked to you, you talk about transfer portal. How about Lincoln Riley transferring himself out to USC?
Well, he transferred right on out. I was as stunned as I think anybody was, right? I did not think that the LSU thing was ever going to be a deal, right? But I had no idea that, USC would be a thing. And so it was stunning. I haven't found anybody, and it's not like I've been digging, but I haven't found anybody who was like, oh, yeah, I could see that coming. It was crazy. Now, that said, I kind of can see his reasons, but because it is frankly going to be a lot easier to build at USC than at OU, especially heading into the SEC. So I'm not even trying to – I know that Lincoln now is persona non grata in the state. I get that. That makes all the sense in the world. But I'm not even trying to cast aspersions on him by saying, oh, he couldn't hack it in the SEC. I'm just saying USC is on par with the Oklahomas of the world, the Alabamas of the world, those kinds of places. But it should own the West Coast. And so if you're Lincoln Riley, you're thinking to yourself, well, I can get there and own the West Coast and get all these recruits. Now, whether you can do it remains to be seen. And then the Pac-12 is not the same as the SEC. I get that. I don't like it at all, but I get it.
I don't think there's any doubt. I think that's why he left. I think you nailed it right on the head. I think, hey, go out there, make a ton of money. I don't have to deal with the SEC. I mean, I don't blame the thing that what sort of ticked me out. He sort of tried to raid the program, and he did raid the program. So that's not a good look.
No, it's not. But with the way the portal is now, and just sort of free, it's basically free agency at the end of every year. Then that's just doable. Had it been a couple years before, he wouldn't have really been able to do that. You might have gotten a guy or two, but you couldn't have gotten several. It's just different than everything is different. Perfect timing. And let me just say this, all right? As much as we like to think that guys go to a school because of the engineering program or because they love the school. They go to the school, yes, for tradition, because it's a winning place, that kind of thing. But they go because of the coach. And that's especially true, like, with a Caleb Williams. I mean, there's no question he went to OU because of Riley. So it's hard for me to fault the kids. And here's the thing, too. For years we've talked about, well, these coaches leave and they just immediately pop up and they're coaching somewhere else, but a kid can't leave. And if he does, he has to sit out a year, right? We've talked about that forever, and they're not able to leave. So it's a little bit or a lot hypocritical for us to suddenly get mad now that they can do that. It's just, you know.
Although I will say I asked Brent Venable this question. When he was on, but I said, is it ethical for a coach to do that? And he goes, I could have 9 kids from Clemson to come with me here. Some coaches would not simply do it. I know it, you can do it. It's above the rules. You can do it. But it's a matter of, like Brent said, yeah, I could. A lot of kids want to come to me. They want to go with me. I said, no.
No, there's no question. Listen, from the kid's standpoint, I have no problem with it.
Right.
That's my point.
Yeah,
from the
coach's
standpoint, I got a lot of problems with it. It's the wrong thing to do. From the player's standpoint, okay, I get it, and you shouldn't – and I know this is not how it works, but you shouldn't be mad at the players. Feel free to be mad at the coach all the time. And I think Brent definitely did things the right way there, and I appreciate that. By the way, I don't know if this is the next question, but we don't know
how Brent's
going to do.
It is. Yeah, you read my mind, man. We've been around too long a time. Yeah, we were the ones that said, hey, this spring game by Baker Mayfield, come on. It don't pay any attention to it. Trevor Knight is going to be a star.
Well, they should never have let us back on the radio after that.
It should have
been the end for your career and mine. But it just took a while on me. But you know, hey – let me just say this. We don't know how Brent's going to do as a head coach, only because you don't know how anybody's going to do as a head coach. But I think that was a home run hire by Joe Castiglione. It was the perfect hire in that situation. And I think it may well end up being a really, really good hire for every reason. Because, among other things, he's been a part of building a program at Clemson that's never been in the SEC, but it's built like an SEC program. He's a defensive-first guy, but he obviously went out and got Jeff Levy, who knows offense. And I think he knows what he needs to do. And he was such a salve, I think, for Sooners, for all the Sooner fans when you know, they were smarting from Lincoln, you know, flying the coop. I mean, how long had it been? Like 70 years since anybody did that to OU?
Jim Tatum, since Tatum left to Maryland, went to Maryland in 47.
Yep. And it's just not done. What's crazy, of course, is LSU then ends up, you know, pulling what's his name away from Notre Dame. Now
Notre Dame,
my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Kelly. Just like all of a sudden you have two big boys doing that. But I get it, Brian Kelly leaving Notre Dame. I get that. Notre Dame has some built-in sort of structural issues that are hard to sort of overcome, and they've done all they could do, and I don't think they were ever going to win a playoff game. I'm still going to tell you this. I think Lincoln Riley could have won playoff games and championships at OU. In fact, I think in 2017, that season, they could have, would have, should have beaten Georgia and would have beaten Alabama. I thought that for a long time. Now, and I'm not faulting him for that. I'm saying they've been built pretty close to that already. But that's what makes the whole move to USC even more stunning.
Yeah, and Brent's a guy. He coached under Snyder, played under Snyder. And then with Bob Stoops, 13 years? And then, you know, just and then under Dabo Sweeney. So he's learning. And then he did something, the exact thing, not exactly, but what Bob did. He goes, okay, I'm going to bring in a guy that I'm a defense coach. I'm going to bring out the guy who I think is the best offensive coordinator in the country right now and get. And he brings in Levy.
Yeah, and, you know, and look, all of that remains to be seen, but – among other things, Levy has a little SEC under his belt too. That doesn't hurt.
No, you're right.
I mean, you have to build everything, thinking however many years it's going to be down the road. Right? We don't know when they're actually going to go into the SEC, but you have to be building for that moment. And that means a new coach building a coaching staff needs to not be building to win the Big 12 in 2022. I mean, you obviously want to do that. You want to go to the playoff. You want to win the whole thing. But you got to be building for what it's going to be like when you finally get into the SEC. And so I think hiring Jeff Levy was a really good move by Brent. I think he's made every right move to this point. Now, that said, you know, he's unbeaten because they hadn't played anybody.
Talking to George Schroeder, let me ask you, George, I saw, I think it was the athletic director at Iowa said, the one thing that would help slow this madness down is that the transfer portal. So you, if you transfer, you got to sit out a year, unless you graduated. Because it looks like now boosters, you just call a kid that's at another school, hey, come over here, we'll pay you more money.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I don't think you can let that – I don't think that genie goes back into the bottle in terms of the transfer portal. I don't think you can do it. I think it's going to be really hard. You know, they're talking about trying to figure out a way to rein in the collectives part of the NIL and just make it more of a true thing for what it was supposed to be, which was if somebody wants to pay you to do
– services?
If somebody wants to pay you to endorse their product, right? You know, like you know, Spencer Rattler in the Cars. If somebody wants to do that, great. I think that's easier to rein in, and even that's going to be hard, is the part where it's just the sort of boosters getting together and creating a collective and basically distributing pots of cash to guys. I think the transfer portal is here to stay. I think it's a bad, bad deal, but I think it's here to stay. I think the one thing you might be able to do is sort of tighten it up a little bit to where you can't just transfer, transfer, transfer.
Well, last year they said only one transfer now. So we'll see if they hold to that.
Right. And that's important because here's the thing. That works until the first guy challenges it. So will they keep it that way?
Yeah, yeah. Here's the thing. It seems like everybody knows this thing has gotten out of hand, but no one seems to have an idea of how to correct it.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. And look, the NCAA could have done some things along the way, and they kept punting and punting and punting, and now I don't know that it is fixable. I'm not sure it's fixable at all, and I think we are heading down the road for stuff we still haven't figured out, including something other than the NCAA. I mean, we've talked about that probably for years and years and years. I think we're closer to something more like true pay-for-play from the big boy schools all getting together and then forming their own deal and it not being NCAA than we've ever been before. It's always been like talk radio talk, right? But I think we're a lot closer to it now.
So you think how many teams, if you're going to go bolt from the NCAA and just for your own deal?
Yeah, I mean, I think that could happen. And if it ever does, you have a structure already set up in the college football playoff that runs the postseason. You just have to build it out to run the rest of it. But you asked how many. I don't know that it's 65, which is sort of the Power Five plus Notre Dame. But, you know, 60. The issue here is this. Do they break away in football only, or is it basketball too and or other sports? And I think because we're talking about doing it for NILs and stuff like that, it's probably basketball too and other sports because that's the reason we're doing it if it happens. If it's basketball too, it's going to end up being more than 65 probably because, you know, you got to run the tournament. So I don't think we know yet how it's going to work. Here's the only other thing I would say. The two conferences holding all the cards now are going to be the SEC and the Big Ten because of the money they're going to command. And the question is going to be, what do they want to do? Do they want to add and become super, super, super conferences? Or are they going to be happy to sort of share and it be sort of, you know, 60-65 with sort of whatever it is, a Power Five or a Power Four or whatever?
Yeah, let me ask you. Here, we kind of think now that OU and Texas aren't going to be leaving until after the contract with the Big 12 is over with. You're in Southeast Conference territory. What's the thinking there?
Well, I'm actually in Fort Worth, but you can call that Southeastern Conference territory.
So you're not living in Nashville anymore?
No, you didn't. So Tony didn't tell you.
No.
Tony, you got to have him do some homework. You got to do some homework here.
So are you not doing the same thing you were doing?
No, I've changed.
What are you doing?
Live on the air. We're breaking news.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm working at Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, serving as Associate Vice President for Institutional Relations, and I'm working on a Master of Divinity. And we'll see what that where that takes me.
Well, congratulations, but, man.
Yeah, well, thank you. It's
good
it's
for
exciting.
You. So how long have you been doing that?
Well, since July. I'm hopeful that this is the last move because it's been a kind of a chaotic couple of years. And that's where you were talking about whatever that little global pandemic was. But, you know, so, yeah, I'm happy to be in Fort Worth. It was great to be in Oklahoma over the weekend, though, I'll tell you that, and then earlier today as well. So,
well, that's good for you, George. Absolutely wonderful. You have to come up sometime if you can and speak at my journal class again. I'd love to have you up there.
Well, I'll come do up. That. And,
yeah, we're in the neighborhood.
All right, but I'm only going to do it if you'll come down to Waco and speak in mind.
Well, I tell you what, I've watched the down at Waco, some of the stuff about the Branch Davidian and everything. That was some. I never knew all the stuff, but that's I guess another subject for another day about that.
I'm told I have to ask you about your trip to Colombia. Now it always worries me that I'm about to walk into a minefield here. But Tony said I have to ask you about a trip to Colombia, and it was crazy.
It was the worst experience of my life. In fact, I was telling Tony just. A few minutes ago that I'm lucky I'm alive. I watch videos now with stuff that's been going on in that's in Medellin, and I'm just lucky I'm alive. I can just tell you that. So
had you not like ever seen Narcos? Were you unaware that they're like
I did cartels? George, but everything it said it changed and the cartel moved to Mexico. So so relatively said it cleaned up and it was a safe city and everything. I didn't do enough investigating before I went there, to say the least. So, we miss guys like you, Jake Trotty. You ever talk to Jake?
Every so often we talk or we text a little bit, but it's been a while. So I know he was on with Jim last week, right? Is that right?
He was on with me.
Okay.
Look, how much you miss sports? Is it now finally... done. I've been done it all my life, and this and that. If you were still at USA Today, your stories would be in the Oklahoman where you were started out in the state.
Yeah, no, that's right. They would be, and it's amazing how things go full circle, right? But
yeah,
let me tell you. Sometimes on Saturdays, I think to myself, I would have been at that game, and I miss it for that reason. But I don't miss. Chasing the latest NIL story or that kind of thing. I don't miss that at all.
Yeah, and you know what, George? And you know this as well as anybody. The sad thing, what's happened in sports, for what reason, you don't get to know athletes like we used to get to know them. We don't get to know assistant coaches like we get to know them. It's really difficult to form a bond and friendships with people. It's a different world out there covering. And I tell you what, I was proud of my two students, they broke the story about Caleb Williams moving the first team, Spygate. That's when Lincoln Riley went nuts because they in the journalism build them, you could look over to the practice field and everything. So, is that not ridiculous? What?
Well, the only question
paranoia?
I guess they didn't pull their credentials or anything like that, isn't that right? I mean, they
right. That would have been horrific.
So
and Brent Venables has opened everything up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let me just say this. I think he's opened it up for now. Let's wait and see what happens. Right.
No, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. But listen, I think Brent. Just in general. I mean, you've known him for years. You've known him as long as I have or a little bit longer. And I think his demeanor is different. Now, my only question is he going to have to find out he has to be a little harder than he wants to be in terms of access and stuff like that. I hope not.
But
just kind of wonder.
Hey, before I let you go, Mike Gundy's done a great job, has he not, at Oklahoma State?
A tremendous job. And, you know, they came within inches of winning the Big 12 title and just a fantastic season. He's done – I'm glad he – at least hope he's finally going to get his due because, you know, that was a really nice – just a really nice season. He's got it going in a way that nobody had ever done it before. at OSU, and they've got every chance to continue to be good as long as he wants to do it. And that's the thing. And if they ever get to a 12-team playoff, then the access gets wide open. And at that point, and we'll see what happens.
Well, I got to ask you about that too. It's really George, that everybody knows a playoffs needed a lot more money, but it's like, okay, we're going to show the Southeast Conference. We're not going to do it. We're not going to let that happen right now. I mean, what's going on? It looked like it was for sure it was going to happen, and now, boom.
Well, that's exactly what happened, and it was a little bit reactionary on everybody's part. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them, but they were all a favor, and then all of a sudden they weren't in favor of it, and that is exactly the reason. Because they felt like the SEC had done some folks dirty. I don't think they did. Let me put it this way. If you're Oklahoma and Texas, and I hate that you know, old rivalries and old affiliations end and that kind of thing. I hate that. Just the same as I did a decade ago when we saw the Big 12, first sort of had those go through those two deals with the Pac-12 and we saw Colorado and Nebraska and then A&M and Missouri leave. I hate that. But by the way, that goes all the way back to the mid-90s when the old Big 8 went away, basically, and the Southwest Conference dissolved, essentially, and they sort of put the, you know, kind of hammered some things together that never really were, a cohesive conference, I don't think. I don't blame Oklahoma and Texas. If you're looking around at the landscape, what you see is the gap growing and growing and growing from the SEC and the Big Ten to everybody else. And you realize you can go get in with those guys and you just go do it. You do it. You have to look out for yourself. And I think that's what they did. But look, it was a done deal. You're right. It was going to be a 12-team playoff. Everybody was on board. It would have happened before the end of the TV contract. And now we're back to sort of square one. I think eventually they'll get there to the 12-team contract, but I'm not even convinced yet that we're completely sure with upheaval in terms of conference affiliation.
Yeah. Hey, George, great talking to you, man. Hey, best of luck to your new venture, man. Great to hear,
All right.
Take care.
Talk to you now. Thanks.
George Schroeder, great journalist, man. One of the best that's ever worked in this market. Really, really talented, great guy. Okay, we're going to go back. Take phone calls. What we're going to do Monday, nice outside, 98.1 FM,
WSBT. Stay with us.
Isn't that unbelievable?
I think so.
Al's live and local until 8. Call in on the Lucky Star line at 460-WWLS or text your comments to the Trade Pros Heat and Air Sports Animal Text Nation line. Text ANIMAL to 62582 to join. Messaging and data rates may apply. 98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal.
Michelob Ultra presents the Sports Animals Driver a Day in May, powered by Windstar World Casino and Resorts Golf Club and Academy. You can elevate your game by winning one of the tailor-made Stealth Driver. Know what a driver it is. Plus, a round of golf at Windstar Golf Club. You get qualified to win the grand prize of golf experience for three of your friends and yourself at Windstar. Enter to win today at our website, thesportsanimal.com, and catch the morning animals as they reveal each weekday the winner of the said driver. I've said driver, tailor-made stealth driver, that is. Good luck from Michelob Ultra, Windstar, and the Sports Animal. All the phone lines are open. 460-WWLS, 888-285-9957. Your portion of the program begins now with phone calls.
In the back. On this lovely Monday, how you doing, Tony?
I'm pretty good, man. Thanks for asking.
You want to hear what the weather's going to be in the next few days?
I heard it's a gradual warm-up. I kind of know.
No, 92, 97, 95, 86, 69, 79, 82, 89, 92. That's 10 days with zero rain. Oh, we're going to have a drought here pretty soon.
Golly, I thought we were kind of through that. I was hoping that maybe we'd catch some rain here and there. But wow.
Well, and this is May, man. Yeah, you don't things here, you don't get rain and get the wind, not good. So, by the way, did you do anything? Your neighbors, you caught the neighbor? You got no, what was she selling?
Yeah, no word, no official.
You said
word.
You were.
Well, she wasn't out. How could I How can
so
I make
nobody
these...
came to the house?
Not that I saw.
Wow. And she didn't come out at all?
No, I'm telling you, she doesn't come out very often, if at all. I'm telling you, it doesn't happen.
So she's a homebody, what you're saying?
Yeah, very well could be the case.
Now, does she have groceries delivered to her, or does she always shop at a store?
You know, there's times I've seen, like, and this is great, I've noticed, this has happened a couple times, where she'll make a sale, and then she goes and gets something to eat. Maybe she's waiting for one of these sales to happen so she can eat, bless her
okay.
heart.
You don't eat in, you know, after you cook something more for her food?
No, because I don't cook anything.
Okay. Well, you just go, I hear you haven't eaten in 3 weeks, then probably it's going to do you some good because you really need to lose a lot of weight. And,
here's some noodles. Take these.
Okay, yeah, have some noodles. They're healthy for you. Hey, you want to do some vodka shots with me? you know a book I started reading today?
I haven't a clue.
Winning Time.
Oh, you're going to find. All right. Well, good for you.
Yep. So, got through the first chapter today. So, we will, let me ask you something. You know, a book like this, how does this guy know what a conversation was when two other people had it?
I mean, they don't normally teach, right? They don't teach this kind of thing in journalism school, do they? Where fabricate a story and make it up and call it truth?
I just like to know how he knows what a conversation was like with Jack Kent Cook and somebody else. I mean, I don't know. I am definitely reading this thing, and there was another one, also book my son got me. It's called The Duke, about Tommy Morrison, who I got to know from Jay, Oklahoma.
I saw him fight at the fairgrounds one time.
Really?
Yep.
Had so much potential, but man, he was a wild man. Wild, wild, wild man. And I watched a movie this weekend that I told you I was going to watch, The Heartbreak Kid, 1972. Sybil Shepherd, Charles Grodin, Eddie Albert. It is a funny, funny movie. Recommended, and it's free on YouTube.
You'd be happy. So, I started Curb Your Enthusiasm from episode one on Saturday.
Did you really?
I did.
Oh, good for you. How many did you watch?
I watched about five.
Okay, so what's your report on it? What's your thoughts?
I got to tell you, the Ted, when they promised that they're going to take him to the Paul Simon concert, and he ends up going to hang out with her and buy the same check.
His wife.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
It's pretty funny. And I mean, he says instance after instance like
this.
Yeah,
he became a shopper all of a sudden, bought all those clothes because she was at the mall.
Yeah, and then thought that they didn't ask because...
Yeah.
I laughed.
That was good. And just listen to the background music of Paul Simon singing. right?
Oh, it's really good, Al. The 30 minutes are digestible and really quick.
It goes by, and it's funny. It puts you in a good mood watching it and everything. It's really good. I mean, I recommend to anybody, man. It is a great comedy. Not a good comedy. It is a great, great comedy. By the way, you got Mike Leach on first Wednesday night at 6 o'clock.
Yes, this is the case. Mr. Leach will be on with us this week. Thanks.
And Gideon will be with me tomorrow from 6 to 8 talking about the lottery. The lottery starts tomorrow at 7 o'clock. That is absolutely huge for the Thunder. Absolutely huge. So what did you do this weekend? It was fun.
I didn't do anything.
Now, school, you said school is out?
No, I was wrong on that. It's out
week. Okay,
yeah.
That makes a lot more sense.
Okay, this week is the last
I was going to go, are you kidding me? Were they only go to school a couple of months in Oklahoma City? A song. And it's a really good song.
I think I might know this, maybe.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Just from that, let me see. Dun, dun, dun.
I'm waiting with babe.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my... It was a good guess, though, right?
No.
Man.
Not a bad guess.
Hang on. Oh, no. I got it.
Ooh, we got confidence here. I like that. And usually when you say that, you do get it.
Yeah, I had to really kind of think.
Okay.
One, two.
Yeah, then.
No more birdies, beautiful. Birdies. Now I can say I'm late for my birdies. I can do the things that I want to do. Cause all my exams are through. I can root for the Yankees from the bleachers. And don't have to worry about teachers. And I'm so glad that school is out. I could sing and shout. School is out. Everybody.
Isn't that a great summer song, Tony?
It is. Really, really is. It was a good feeling when school was out, wasn't it?
No. Oh, it was a great feeling. Not a good. It was a great feeling.
That's absolutely right.
It was a great, great feeling. Let me tell you something, Tony. At PS20 school, we didn't start until like June 6th, 7th, or around there, or maybe even later. Now, at Seton Hall Prep, I get out earlier than the public schools did. We got out sometime the end of May. Oh, and then even OU was it was stupid. I mean, they went because at OU they I remember we like now you get a month off between semesters, the fall and spring semesters, and so. But no, that's a great summer school. Okay, let's get phone calls going. Let's go to Gary. You're up, Gary.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing awesome. Beautiful weather.
Absolutely. It is a nice day. Real nice.
So I got a golf question.
Go ahead.
So Greg Norman's got this LIV tour. I haven't heard anything about, like, TV for it.
Now, what has he got?
That LIV, that Saudi Arabia tour.
Tour. Okay.
And now the PGA says, no, you guys can't go. And
I mean, that's a I'm gonna find out about that.
Because I've never heard anything about, like, are they going to televise any of that stuff?
I'm going to find out right now.
Or is it just all these Saudi Arabia billionaires just?
I got to think it's going to be with all the television streaming things. I think someone will have to televise it. I mean, no TV deal yet for Saudi Arabia backed LIV golf. There you go, right there.
Yeah.
And this is done May 3rd. So let me. Okay. No TV network deal yet for Saudi Arabia backed LIV golf invitational series. Report says production deal could irk PGA Tour. Wow.
Yeah.
So that is interesting.
If a television place decide to do it, are they going to like?
I gotta think somebody will. I mean, the first LIV golf event is June 9th through the 11th in London.
Yeah.
Wow. I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens here. I mean, it really is. Really.
That's a ton of money.
Yeah, it is a ton of money.
Do the Saudis care about that?
Well, I think they'd like it. I think it helps promote their product. Yeah, I think they want to promote their product.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's just something I hadn't heard about, so I just thought I'd ask.
Oh, it's a great question. Great question. Take care.
All right, sir. Thank you.
You ever want to go to Saudi Arabia, Tony?
Not once. Ever, never, never.
What about Dubai?
I mean, maybe. That country looks cool.
It's more than cool.
But then you have, like, the alcohol ban or whatever, isn't there like that there?
No. The one thing you cannot do, at least last time I was there, there's no package stores. You got to buy all you want when you land. But then restaurants and bars are all over the place that serve alcohol. You think I'm going to a country with an alcohol ban?
There are some rules to observe, though.
You know what percent that is, Tony?
0.0.
Yes, that would be it, Tony. Yeah, and obviously in some of those countries. Well, not many countries have bans on alcohol. Let's find out. What's the largest country with an alcohol ban? What would you guess? Iran?
That's a really good guess. That's what I would say. Mm. Oh, okay. All right. And there is a city. What? Two largest cities. Aden and Sanaa have.
I don't know where they are. So you, yeah, okay. I mean, I really don't care where they are. Okay.
How about Vatican City?
You can't drink wine in Vatican City.
Doesn't appear. Alcohol is illegal.
In the Vatican?
That's what it says here.
I guarantee the Pope is down in the wine. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, probably behind closed doors, I would imagine.
I mean,
Afghanistan, how about that?
Really? I mean, Yemen, one of the world's poorest countries, has allowed alcohol to the extent that Yemen's cannot purchase or drink alcohol at all. Okay, so those cities you're talking about, they're in Yemen.
Never had a desire to go to Yemen.
Foreigners can carry small amounts of alcohol, but cannot drink it in public. What kind of country is that?
One I don't want to go to.
Yeah, I mean, imagine that. Oh, I'm going to book a trip to Yemen. I don't think so. Okay, we're going to go back to get more phone calls. That's what we're going to do. Light the lines up. We'll do that. 98.1 FM. WWLS, the sports animal.
We're still live in local Oklahoma.
I don't know if I can do a show now.
Stay with us.
Hello.
Call the sports animal and be a Johnny's charcoal broiler first-time caller.
Let's talk.
All first-time callers win a $25 credit on the free Johnny's app. Download the free app today. Johnny's, an OKC legend since 1971, with locations all over the metro.
To the phones.
The golf world's eyes are all upon Oklahoma all week long. We have complete coverage of the PGA Championship at Southern Hills in Tulsa. Craig Humphreys live beginning Wednesday through the weekend. Live updates all along the way with preview and wrap-up shows on Saturday and Sunday. The Sports Animals coverage is brought to you proudly by Golf USA, Buffalo Wild Wings, Air Comfort Solutions, The Metal Store, Dinner Urban Restaurants. Lee is on hold. We have two open phone lines tonight. 460-WWLS, 888-285-9957. We have some text also we'll cover here throughout the evening on our Trade Pros Heat and Air Sports Animal Text Nation line. To opt in, animal, text it to 62582.
The Morning Animal.
Morning Animal.
James Harden was great. I mean, he just seems like he's been great in recent memory, and there's nothing there right now. He had one big game. Other than that, right. He's been as much of a guy as you can ever be in the NBA.
And he was awesome in that game. You're thinking, that's the guy. That's when I used the Toby Keith thing where, you know, it's like I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. He pulled that out, and you're thinking, okay, maybe he's
back. Right. He's been missing Joel Embiid. That's right. All that's been missing is Embiid.
Well, apparently, and listen, he got booed, and when Philly fans turn on you, they turn on you.
The Morning Animals. Weekday mornings, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. on WWLS, the sports animal.
In the back. Can I take your phone calls? Any interesting tweets we need to talk about?
Let's see. You know, we go back in time to Boone's Farm, that conversation. This guy says, I'm 35 and drank Boone's 20 years ago. I'm 38. I got drunk multiple times off Boone's Farm when I was 17 to 19-ish, so it definitely was in Oklahoma. Jaeger plus Red Bull, your favorite drink.
Oh, my God. I will tell you, I've never had Red Bull in my life.
Yeah, the combination is just not for me.
Yeah, no.
Let's see. Has Oklahoma State landed anyone in the portal that will or could be meaningful or getting meaningful snaps next season?
Oh, they will, yeah. They need to get a backup quarterback. We'll see what happens there. Oh, you got about 10 quarterbacks now, so we'll see what Oklahoma State. Let's get the phones going. Let's go to Lee. What's happening, Lee? Yo, Lee.
What is that?
What is that?
It's whoa.
What was that, Tony?
I don't know. Lee, you got to call back. Your connection is terrible.
Sounded like he might have been on another planet.
It sounded like somebody screaming for help.
I mean, now that would be bad if he screamed for help and we just hung up on him. That's on you.
Why would that be on me?
Because you hung up on him when he was screaming for help.
Well, it sounded eerily like he was screaming for help.
Now, let me ask you, do you go on Jim's theories that when I go back to Jersey to do all these podcasts I'm going to do and everything and walk the walk, that if I get killed, it'd be on Barry Trammell's conscious?
I think it would, but yeah, absolutely I do.
It shouldn't be.
Well, it would. You know it would.
Yeah, it shouldn't be, though. I'm telling you right now, even something happens to me, Barry, it should not be on your conscience. I was like, when Rickles said something, then he made the face. Of, oh. Yeah, right? He raised his eyebrows.
Oh, my gosh, yes. That dude, one of my favorite of all time.
Oh, you know the thing I've been watching from Carlin stand-ups also. That thing comes out. Today's, what, the 16th in 4 days on HBO, Tony.
Good. I need something new to watch.
Yeah. I mean, well, now you got Kirby Enthusiasm.
Yeah, I'm going to continue down that road. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah. Really quick, easy to watch. I got to go back and watch a lot of these. I haven't all the 30 for 30, ESPN 30 for 30s. They are really, really good, are they not?
You might be there for a while. Yeah, they're really great, but there's so
many of them. I think I've watched most of them. So the ones I watched that one about the two Escobars in Colombia.
He was giving back to the soccer club. Is that his
thing? Yeah. I mean, that. Can you imagine me watching something with soccer?
The one and only thing.
Yeah, some of those were really great. The one on Marcus Dupree, the one on Bosworth. They should do something on Wayman Tisdale. I mean, they really should.
You got to think the production of some of these has to start ramping up as we get out of this pandemic and all this.
I tell you, another good one would be Billy Tubbs. I mean, because some of the things that Billy did and said would just be unbelievable. Give me the one against Missouri, Tony. When the official Ed Hightower told him to calm the crowd down.
Good call. Very good call. Are the Supremes being thrown out now?
I'm having a little issue. Hang on. Maybe it's my board here that we're having problems with.
That's a catastrophe, then.
Well, we're living on the edge, then.
Well, the music, we all play the music, so is this something different?
Yeah, it comes through a different way.
You got it solved?
Yeah, I hope. Let's see.
I can't hear a thing.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, let me hear it.
Let's just say there's another technical. That's two on Tubbs. If he gets a third, he's gone.
Any more debris thrown on the floor will result in...
Tubbs is still jawing, this time with Ed Hightower. He's really going after him.
He was so pleasant last night.
He was pleasant this afternoon.
They change when the lights go on, and the Zebras walk in.
Now, Tubbs will head over to midcourt, and he'll take the microphone.
I never referred. What's their belly?
Referees requested that regardless of how terrible the fish is, do not throw the
ball. It's going to be a technical on Billy Tubbs.
The crowd just loved that.
Look at the...
passes up an opportunity.
Billy Raftery. Oh, that... That'll live in infamy, Tony, right?
It's one of the better ones, I'll tell you for sure.
Of all time, no doubt about that. We're going to go back, got one more hour to take your phone calls. 98.1 FM, the Sports Animal.
We're still live in local Oklahoma. More of Al Eschbach.
Call and we'll talk.
Is next.
WWLS, the sports animal, brings you exclusive coverage of the PGA Championship at Southern Hills Country Club in Tulsa. Golf's top players come to Oklahoma, including Masters winner Scotty Scheffler.
The 22 Masters champion, Scotty Scheffler.
Along with Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, Adam Scott, and local players Victor Hovland and Taylor Gooch. Does Tiger get another major?
Craig is all fired up about Tiger. That's fine.
Greg Humphreys will break down everything from Tulsa with updates and analysis you can't get anywhere else. Coverage of the PGA Championship at Southern Hills Country Club on the Sports Animal is brought to you by Golf USA, Buffalo Wild Wings, Air Comfort Solutions, The Metal Store, and Interurban Restaurants.
In the back. Back take phone call. Boy, that basketball was ugly yesterday, Tony. Two horrible games. Horrible.
Hard to believe the Phoenix Suns finish it out like that, huh?
Oh, can you imagine you're a Suns fan, Tony? Mm. Have the best record in the NBA. You don't win a championship a year ago. You're up on the Milwaukee now. You're going, hey, this is the year we're the best in the NBA. We're going to win it, and boom, don't even get to the Western Finals. It shows you how hard it is to win a championship. It just... Really difficult. So we will see what happened. But that was kind of stunning, to say the least. Let us get back to the telephone, taking your call. Let's go to Lee. Were you yelling for help before, Lee?
Right, yeah. Hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah, he thought you were yelling for help. You in trouble?
Where
are you?
Anyway, downtown Nashville. But
okay.
George Schroeder doesn't seem to have any competition with downtown Nashville.
He's down in downtown Dallas, Fort Worth.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He left. I guess about a month ago. He said that he moved out. He's working for another job. So, but George's doing well.
Well, that's cool, man. I miss George Schroeder. That was a great segment.
Yeah, he was a great sports writer. He did a tremendous job. Really, always admire George, the way he went about things.
Like, I got a hypothesis.
I haven't heard that word since I went to school.
Big
and I,
word.
Tell you the truth, I really not right to hear it again, but go ahead.
So what happens if Phoenix does a trade and gets Russell Westbrook on that team? And Russell Westbrook is the Russell Westbrook that we know. Because I feel like Russell Westbrook still has years in him. And he was just deflated at L.A. And he's just been he plays so hard. And it's just like it's hard for me to believe that this guy is just breaking
down. I'm with you. I think there's still he needs out of Los Angeles, but I think there's still some good basketball left for Russell. Not
dude,
like he used to be, but I think they're
over the. Sorry,
no, Chris Paul's under contract. That ain't happening. I can tell you that right now.
That yeah, I don't know a lot about the trades. Matt Ravis, that dude knows about all the trades.
Yeah, but Matt does a great job.
Russell Westbrook to Phoenix.
Yeah, it ain't happening.
It could be disastrous or it could be amazing.
Well, the thing is, Chris Paul was MVP until the last three games. So it's just unbelievable what happened. It's insane.
It is unbelievable. I'd never imagine that Phoenix would lose that series.
And no, honestly, I don't think anybody. And then especially like last night what happened.
I never thought he was that good. Like he was good. He's great. He's amazing. But I never thought that he could carry a team like that. I'm like, that's like Michael Jordan.
And the three games before, he couldn't shoot. He was terrible shooting the ball. And they won those games despite his shooting. And then last night, he was unbelievable.
Oh, my God. When it matters, he's unbelievable. He's unbelievable. And, hey, and that's the sports part. But on the music part, Traveling Wilburys, End of the Line. That song,
it's a great song.
I love when the video goes
to Orbison. He was dead and wasn't the video, but he was in the song.
Oh man, it's such a great song. It's so,
it, It
they're on a train and they're like traveling around and they're just talking.
And then and they're all singing. They all sang some solos other than Dylan in that song.
Oh yeah, it was mostly Tom Petty. It was the main.
And it was the main. And then
George Harrison
and
solos. And if you could throw down like a little bit of End of the Line.
Yeah, Tony, let's get a little bit of end of the line, please.
And then I'll let you guys go.
Okay, take care. See ya.
Love you guys.
Yeah. It's a great song, Tony.
Well, it's all right. Riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right.
Now that's George right there, right, Tony?
Yes, yes.
Okay, now it's going to go to Petty. Here's Petty.
You can sit around and wait for the phone to ring. Waiting for someone to tell you everything.
Like this. End of the line. That's so good.
Is that right? Yeah.
Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring.
End of the line.
Maybe a down the ring. Well, it's all.
There's Jeff Lynne right there.
That is a good song, man.
Isn't that a great song?
Yeah, that is one of their better ones.
That is just, I see this boy, they really ripped Chris Paul. Paul blows another 2-0 lead. You know, that's unfair. They're just blaming him. I mean, he didn't, but the team blew it, right? Not him.
It was a team collective effort there.
Yeah. You know, Chris Paul, his headline. Chris Paul blows fifth 2-0 series lead of career and NBA record, and the Legacy Birds are going to be singing.
You guys were talking birds. Yeah.
I mean, I never said a bird like that.
You guys were talking about Ayton and the at odds with Monty Williams, quite possibly. Maybe one.
Yeah.
What if, let's just say, what if Ayton gets an opportunity and Presti could find a way to bring that center in here to Oklahoma? Does that kickstart the reboot, you feel, maybe?
No, because Phoenix can match whatever Oklahoma City offers.
All right, I know you didn't want to hear this either, but that was just a mere hypothesis.
Now, get out of here with that word. You thought you know you're smart now that you heard hypothesis. I mean, was that a science question, hypothesis?
It was a part of the scientific method, yes.
Okay. I still, the greatest thing my science class with Mr. Masiolo back in Seton Hall Prep. Jack Dattis, sleep ahead, right and sitting in front of me. And Mr. Masiolo asked a question. Jack Dattis, Mr. Dattis, who did the theory of relativity? I go, H2O. And he answers H2O.
Oh, everybody just laugh.
Yeah, in fact, I heard from Jack Dattis. He forgave me after all the years. Living in Pennsylvania now. Was I cruel doing something like that?
Every once in a while, you know, people would fall asleep in class and like to scare them a little bit.
Another thing I did at a Catholic school, we had a book report to do, and the list, and again, I'm in a Catholic school, Tony. The list, my friend Jimmy Bosworth missed class, and he said, what was the list of books they gave you to do? And I said, anything by Tennessee Williams. So he turns in a report by Tennessee Williams, and that was not on the list. I could do things like that. And you know what, Tony? I felt really, really good about myself doing it.
Well, good. At least there's that, yeah.
Yeah. If I didn't feel good about myself doing it, that would be pretty bad, huh?
Oh, yeah. There was a purpose.
Yeah, there was a purpose. But, Tony, you don't realize then what it was like going to an all-boys Catholic high school. You had no idea.
What, did you ever get this pulled on you? Did somebody ever mess with you like that?
No. I was a bit ahead of anything like that. Here's the truth, one of the truths about the thing. I was the only, one of the only people in that school from a a middle to lower economic class. Okay?
Everybody was lower?
No, they were wealthy.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. You know, it, like now it's about, I think it's about $20,000 to go to that school now a year.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it, so, but I was a city kid, and the warm minded, it was a suburban school with suburban students. So, I had some of that city stuff in me, but it was, an adjustment, and, but it was fun. It, I look back with fond memories. 4600 or less. Cade, talk to me, please, Cade.
Hey, Al, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. I was going to ask you if you remember a name by the name of Gary Bonner.
Yeah. Gary Bonner was a great announcer. Yeah, I do.
You know Gary Bonner of Norman. You remember Swarman Norman?
Okay,
yeah,
this is of Gary Bonner. Tell me, the name sounds really familiar. Tell me about Gary Bonner.
Gary Bonner is he's my granddad, and he started the first tailgate at OU, the Swarm. That rings a bell?
Yeah. I know Gary, absolutely. Yes.
He's my granddad. He has 35 season tickets.
Now, Gary was a wrestler, right?
He was a wrestler in the
city. At Del City, and then OU.
That's correct. Del City, and then he wrestled at OU. And he was a great wrestler. He was a great wrestler.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Gary's a good dude, man. I miss all those people. I see him every now and then. In fact, remember he's telling me he had to do some things because his grandkids growing up.
Yeah, I'm one of his grandkids. And, you know, Al, we go to OU Texas every year. We hadn't missed an OU home game and OU Texas game since 2013. And we're at the hotel that you guys stay at every year.
Yeah,
And now we're at the new hotel this year.
The Westin.
We all Westin. You guys, and it's great.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. What a good dude, Gary. Yeah, really, really good dude. Yeah,
yeah. I just wanted to shout him out because I thought you knew him, but yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay. Hey, tell him I said hello.
I will. Absolutely. Appreciate it, Al.
Take care. Okay, I'm going nuts now, Tony.
Oh, no.
There was an announcer that was really, really good, and I thought his name was Bonner. And it had to be something like that. He did Big 12 games, did football, he worked for the network. Oh, this is going to make me really mad. Please, somebody bail me out on this. Who am I thinking? It was Gary something. And he was a great guy. I mean, a great guy. Gary, what was his name? Oh, my goodness. By the way, Ayton expected to receive a max offer from the Phoenix Suns. So he'll be there for 4 more years.
That sure takes care of the hypothesis, doesn't it?
Get out of here. Now, see, you're going to use this word. You're going to wear it out. You know that, don't you? I mean, yeah, that was Lee calling him with the Gary what? Okay. Jake, you're on the animal.
All right, Al, I got a what do you think some of this NIL stuff will end up doing if these kids are making money, right?
Right.
And nobody, you know, knows how they're going to try to get a handle on it. And if college, you know, presidents and all get the idea, you know, actually making those kids pay their tuition. You think that's ever a possibility that'll work its way in since they're making money now?
No, because some kids are going to get more money and some kids aren't going to get any money, so you can't do it that way.
But they won't. It'll be that drastic where some do and some won't get any?
Well, at OU, they're saying everybody in football and basketball is getting 40 a year. But here's the thing. You'd have to have every school do it. You couldn't have just one school say they're going to do it because then no one's going to go there.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm with you, but that's what I'm saying, you know, as far as the NCAA trying to get a handle on it, and then college presidents start, you know, it's like, well, crap, they're making money off of it.
I think there are other ways. What are the ways there are? I don't know. I think making the transfer portal back where you got to sit out if you transfer a year, I think that would help some of it. But it's out of hand, and they got to – yeah, well, I think sometimes you turn the clock back because it's out of hand. I mean
– yeah. Usually that, you know, when that box gets open, it's hard to –
I know. That's exactly right. No, I'm with you. So,
but I just kind of went to an extreme thinking on, you know, crap, they'll make the kids start paying tuition. Like, well, the old regular college kid that's working a couple jobs and got to pay his own tuition, too.
Mm-hmm.
But
no.
Anyway, just wanted to know what you thought.
Okay, take care. Dan Bonner. That was it, Dan Bonner. Tony.
What's the what did Dan Bonner? Is
oh,
the
what
answer?
A great guy. There I knew it was a Bonner. Okay, Dan, I think Dan Bonner. Let me check out Dan Bonner.
B-O-N-N-E-R?
Yeah. And can I ask you something?
Yes.
Question?
Yes.
What was in Pandora's box? What do we always hear about Pandora? No, it ain't Dan Bonner I'm thinking of, unfortunately. His picture does not mix who I'm thinking of. It was Gary somebody I'm thinking of. This is just making me mad. No, this is going to make me mad, Tony. Who's Dan somebody? Okay, what was in Pandora's box?
Hope.
Hope?
Hope alone remained inside, the lid having been...
I want gold. What?
Well, in these...
You think I'm going to open that box and there's going to be gold? Not going to be any gold? It's going to say... There's hope in here?
Well, there's
you
no
that's
hope.
That's going to satisfy me?
I doubt it very seriously, but there's no hope on the outside. Maybe if it comes from the inside.
Well, if I have gold in the box, there's going to be a lot better hope for me then, right?
You got a better chance. There's
now, who created this box? Pandora? What was Pandora's first name? Peter?
I do not know this.
Well, all we've been knowing about, all we've heard of our life is Pandora's box. And you were a step ahead. You said you thought there was something in there called hope. I had no clue what was in there.
Well, it's Greek mythology. You know, maybe you revisit that. You know.
Yeah, mind. I don't do Greek mythology. Can I absolutely tell you that, okay?
Okay.
I did like Hercules, though. I thought Hercules was a cool cat.
Talk about the weight of the world, huh?
Oh, I saw him throw a discus, Tony. It was just, I mean, to say the least, he won this the competition. I mean, but I'd be really upset if you got this box and there's nothing in it but hope. I mean, that would...
What a ripoff.
Yeah, and I threw the box right out. So, now, was this box worth anything?
Well, obviously for those that wanted hope.
Well, it was a nice piece of furniture, I'm saying. Was it a piece of junk?
Well, this picture looks quite nice. Maybe I could tie the room together.
Was it done with, you know, silver or stuff? You know, was it have diamonds in it?
This picture looks like it could have been inlaid with some fine ivory or
okay,
something.
Okay, then I'm not that. Then I sell the thing. Make some cash, right?
I like that idea.
Who did Pandora date? Tell you? Let me ask you. What woman did you like best in Greek mythology?
Athena.
Why?
I don't know. That name sounds hot, right? Athena?
Now, wasn't Venus part of that stuff?
Yeah, I think so, right? Venus, the god of love?
Goddess of love. Yeah. Yeah. Venus.
Beauty, desire, sex, and fertility, prosperity,
she had it
and
all.
Victory. Yep.
She had it all. Had it all.
Packing a lunch.
Yeah. That's a girl you want to make. Gary, who am I thinking of? Oh, my goodness. Somebody's going to tell me. Okay, we're going to be back. Take phone calls. That's what we're doing. 98.1 FM, Total Sports Animal.
Stay with us.
What was your question, Tony?
We're live and local until 8.
Get the Sports Animals app for your smartphone. Get the Sports Animals app. Hear the Sports Animal live, listen to podcasts, or read the Sports Animals' latest social media posts. Get it wherever you download apps or at thesportsanimal.com.
Always connect with us, by the way, on the Sports Animal Lucky Star lines at 405-460-WWLS or 888-285-9957. Ryan has done that very thing. He's on hold. He'll talk with Al here in moments. These are the numbers you can call to talk to Al tonight. You can also text in. She had a major revelation, I guess you could say, through our text line here. The Trade Pros Heat and Air Sports Animal Text Nation line. To opt in, you can text animal to 62582. When you want to say something, you can text to 62582. We have the name Al Eschbeck has been searching for. He will reveal that name next on the Sports Animal.
We're back. The name Gary Bender. Knew he went to Kansas and Gary worked for CBS from 1975 to 87, did NFL, that's all kind of Pro Football Hall of Fame they're talking about, commentators with Bill Russell and Rick Barry, CBS, play-by-play, NCAA basketball tournament, then went to ABC, 1987 to 92, he called Monday Night Football games, Sony.
The
Denver
big.
Broncos, Minnesota Viking. Bender went with Lynch Swann. Yeah, called Monday Night Football game between the Broncos and Vikings. The game was scheduled October 25th, but with Minnesota. So they couldn't make it. So the World Series. He did play-by-play for the American League Championship Series. And Major League Baseball, he worked TNT, called NFL games for TNT. From 1992 to 1994 with Pat Hayden. Then he went to FSN, whatever the hell that is. For 18 years, Bender was a television play-by-play announcer on Fox Sports. Fox Sports Arizona. I mean, gee whiz. He's also co-author with Michael Johnson of the biography Call of the Game, in which he shares his life story, tips on how to become a better broadcaster, and Christian testimony. Good guy, man. He's really, really one of the guys, Tony, that was a network guy with no big ego at all.
He's a good one, right?
He's a good one. Yeah, he was a good one. I like Gary Bender a lot. Okay, let's get back to the phones. Ryan, tell me, please, Ryan.
Hey, can you hear me, Al?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's happening, Ryan?
How are you?
Good. My time.
I was just listening to that guy talk about the NIL and what they can do, and this is just something I don't hear many people talk about, but when we're talking about these publicly funded universities, it's the taxpayers that are footing the bill, essentially, at the end of the day. So I was just curious of something if you thought about, you know how you said you can't do it with all schools and stuff, but something like if you make more in NIL money than what your academic yearly scholarship would be, I think there should be something. Because we give these kids scholarships because they're amateurs and they're not making money.
You know, that's a good point. If you limit it to you couldn't make more than your scholarship. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm saying if you do make more than your scholarship, you should maybe have to, like, reimburse the school if you're a
But you're not getting paid by the school, so that wouldn't go. You're getting paid.
But the taxpayers are still footing the bill for your academic.
I realize that, but you still wouldn't be able to do that. You got to get something that's going to be passed by the court. That the court's not going
to
block.
Something to,
well, I think we all are. That's the thing, Ryan. We all are. and no one really has. I saw the Iowa athletic director used to be thinking, and he said, if you go back and make the transfer portal, that would help some if you make them sit out a year.
Because what you
got now is, I think you can have a booster. Just call and say, hey, you were really good this year. What are you making in your school? Hey, come over to our place. We're going to give you more. I mean,
yeah. I think it's the law of unintended consequences. You don't really know the consequences of something until you try it the first time.
You're right. And now they got to figure something out. Okay?
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. See ya. Why would I have a bad night, Tony?
That's not in the plans.
Not in the plans at all. Absolutely not in the plans. I feel so happy that someone gives the name of Gary Bender. Most of the people that I've met through the years, Tony, have been really, really, really good guys and had on the air. From Vin Scully to Al Michaels. Now, Pat Summerall was a little intoxicated the night he was on with me. In great sports writer, like the great Jim Murray, who I think is the greatest sports writer of all time. I mean, Google the name Jim Murray, Tony. L.A. Times columnist. Could write like no other man could ever write. Wrote satire. You got it there, Tony?
Jim Murray, American sports writer, worked at the L.A. Times 61 till his death in 98.
Yep. Okay, yeah. How many awards did he win? Did it say?
I mean, it's a Pulitzer Prize for commentary, for goodness sakes, if that's anything for you. let's see. Baseball Hall of Fame awarded him the J.G. Taylor Spink Award in 1987. Cited as an influence by countless sports journalists, Murray was a fixture at the L.A. Times for 37 years. Won the Pulitzer in 90. Offered $1 million to join the National Sports Daily, but declined.
Wow. That is just, it didn't say he had won, like, Sports Writer of the Year, like, 15 years in a row, National Sports Writer of the Year.
Oh, wow. Here you go. 64. He received the Golden Plate Award of the American Academy of Achievement. He was inducted into the National Sportscaster and Sports Writers Association Hall of Fame in 78. Honored by the Associated Press in 1982, the sports editors who awarded him the Red Smith Award, which is America's most prestigious sports writing honor. Yeah. He's decorated.
Among his many achievements was winning the NSAS Sports Writer of the Year award an astounding 14 times, 12 of them consecutively.
That's domination there.
Yeah. Hey, Murray's funeral at St. Martin of Tours Catholic Church in Brentwood was attended by a variety of notable sports figures, including Marcus Allen, Elgin Baylor, Al Davis, Rafer Johnson, Chris McCarron, Peter O'Malley, Bill Russell, Donald Sterling, and Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson, my goodness. He's brilliant with words. And having him on my show, that was, you imagine, a great honor when you grow up reading somebody like that. He was syndicated, so I got to read in the Jersey Journal every day.
How'd you get that set up? The person running your show at the time, how'd you get that set up?
To get him on the show?
Yeah, yeah.
I told my producer, give the LA Times a call, see if he can get Jim Murray on.
And by golly, he did.
And remember, Tony, there was no such thing as texting somebody in those days. So it was, yeah. And
what about email? Were we there yet?
No. When I started out, I mean, what are you going to go? Some day there's going to be something called email. Oh, you're not going to believe it, but there's going to be something called email. You know, my email is still my AOL account.
Oh, I know this. I think that's that's remarkable.
And no one is yet to solve. I've asked everybody, computer people, of why a lot of my emails are being sent directly to my spam account. Nobody has any idea. Nobody has any idea how to fix it.
Yeah, I still don't know the answer to that problem.
Nobody does. It's a problem of infinity that nobody knows. Not one person in the world knows how to solve the problem. I thought there'd be somebody that knew the problem. Why the heck my emails going directly to spam? I mean, there has to be like anything else. Just like the NIL is going to be corrected someday, there has to be something where my mail, new mail, is not going to a spam account. So,
maybe
now why do they call it spam? Spam's a food. We all know one of the most gross foods ever in the history of food.
Not even fried? If you fried it,
get out of here. It's fried spam.
It's rather good.
You eat it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a cowboy. I mean, oh, my God. How much time do you eat spam?
It's rare, but I will eat it.
Well, what do you say? So you eat it rare? You don't cook it well?
No. Well, I've eaten it out of the can like
that.
Oh,
my God. That's like dog food, man. Dog food. In fact, I wouldn't feed a dog that stuff.
Really?
Yeah, really.
It's not that bad.
Get out of here.
If a man was to eat it like every day, it probably would be bad. But
so why do they call it spam account? Why is that my mail spam?
Spam is digital junk mail, unsolicited communications sent in bulk over the internet through any electronic messaging system.
Okay, I'm not getting bulk mail. I'm getting personal stuff sent to it.
You got a setting set up in there wrong or something. I don't know.
Even my son, who's a computer guy, didn't know why. So, yeah. Let's take phone calls. Is what we are doing. 460-WWLS. Yeah. It's a problem that nobody can solve. Dan, you're up, Dan.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
It was kind of weird. My sister and I started going to about 10 Thunder games a year as a package and all that. And when she got interested in basketball and all that. So yeah. Last night we were sitting there watching the American Idol because, you know, I was with my sister, you know, we were watching something else. And I told her, I said, oh, why don't we go over and check and see if Phoenix and Dallas are doing in the seventh game. And I checked the score, and it said they were down by 30 at the half.
God.
Because we usually watch a lot of the, even the other games, a lot of the ones that are close and everything like that, how they come out. And that was the one we were looking for because she knew Chris Paul. And it didn't work out that last night, boy.
Yeah. It was a tragedy. You in tragedy. Okay? Thanks, Dan.
Yeah,
let me ask you. If you had a sister, would you ever watch American Idol with her?
Not if she paid me.
Okay. You know what chance of me ever watching American Idol is?
0.0.
Have you watched it?
No.
Okay. I'm just asking. No. Don't get offended. I mean, No.
Just a waste of my time. It's not for me.
Can you give me a summary of what's it about?
These people, they're trying to be America's next idol and be famous. A lot of them don't know what that even entails, but they're wanting to be there.
It's a reality show.
Exactly.
You know how much reality TV I've watched?
0.0.
Do you know how much my plans are to watch reality shows in the future?
0.0.
Mm-hmm.
That, I think, sums it up with what I think about reality TV. Now, there are some people hooked on it. I think Jim used to watch all that crap.
That's what it all is.
I can see Jim getting into reality TV.
Could you?
Right? Yeah. Yeah. I forget what show he used to watch, but he used to watch some of that. So, yeah. I mean, how long has that been on, American Idol?
And that's over 10 years. It's been on forever.
Oh, really? Okay. I really don't want much of it back. You told me all I need to know about the show, okay, Tony?
Fair enough.
Okay, thank you. We're going to be back one more segment. Going to do that? 98.1 FM. That was Sports Animal.
Stay with us.
Isn't that unbelievable?
I think so.
Al's live and local until 8.
Your source for total sports coverage in Oklahoma is thesportsanimal.com. Listen live to WWLS streaming across the globe 24/7. Also on our mobile app and through your Alexa and Google device. WWLS, the sport.
Introducing Big Fish Grand, Aristocrat's newest game.
Mobile app and through your Alexa and Google device. WWLS,
the Sports Animal.
So by this time tomorrow night, we might know where things are going to be. Future for the Oklahoma City Thunder. At least we'll have a better idea of what that is going to look like or be. The Sports Animal tomorrow live, 4 o'clock, Twin Peaks West, I-40 at Rockwell Exit. Al Eschbach live with Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views, plus the Draft Lottery Special. Begins at 6, Gideon Hamilton will come in. And they will break down all the scenarios and how this will impact this franchise in the future. Oh, tomorrow is a big day. Twin Peaks West, Tuesday, tomorrow with 98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal. Chris is on hold. He's our last caller tonight. Speaks with Al. Inside Sports with Al Eschbach next on The Animal.
The Morning Animal.
Morning Animal.
By the way, Madge Benton is your mom.
Mm-hmm. Well, you call her Marge. If you see us out and about, everybody calls
Madge
her Marge.
Marge. Yeah. Okay. I see Madge in the hallway right before we came back here. He goes, hey, Mom, this is Curtis. You remember Curtis? And the first thing out of your mouth was,
we kicked your butt, the Orioles, against the Cardinals.
I can appreciate that. Cardinals, Orioles, trash talk. I like your style.
They're trying to build the team. Years ago, one of the best. And, of course, you have a manager that, an owner that doesn't want to do anything.
So oh, my God. There we go.
Exactly right. Oh, what you do as a fan, you call on the owner.
The Morning Animals, weekday mornings, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. on WWLS, the Sports Animal.
In the back. Back to take some calls. Let's go to Chris. You're up, Chris.
Hey, Al, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. So I called in a couple points. I heard you guys talking about American Idol earlier. I actually took a break from it from a little bit because I felt like there were these seasons where people were ended up on the show, but they weren't really doing anything with their careers. But I've actually watched it lately, and it's gotten better. No, Lionel Richie's one of the judges. Luke Bryan's one of the judges. And they've actually had some pretty big names come out of there recently. I don't know if you've heard of, like, Gabby Barrett. She's a country singer.
Yeah, you know how much I do country music? Go ahead. Go ahead.
0.0.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But, of course, Carrie Underwood won the show. I mean, at least in terms of name recognition. That's how she got her big
okay.
was on American Idol.
Okay.
But in terms of sports, I was just thinking, man, it's been hard to watch these playoffs this year, and I don't know what it is. It feels like a lot of the games have been lacking competitiveness. And there have been pretty much all of the good games, in my opinion, were in the Memphis-Minnesota series and the Memphis.
You're right. There have been bad games. You're right. That's exactly right. The Boston – now, Boston-Milwaukee series, there were two or three really good games there.
Yeah, for sure. But it seems, I mean, both game sevens were blowouts. It's like a lot of these games are memorable, but for
but
the
this
reason,
isn't.
Like,
no, I'm totally with you, man. Totally there.
Even the Warriors got beat, like, what was it, like 40 or 50 in game five, I think it was?
Yeah. Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah, and then I was going to throw one more stat at you, and this is crazy to think. So because the Suns are out of the playoffs now, Golden State has home court advantage the rest of the way if they want it, because Miami has the same record as them, but
yeah.
Golden State won both of the games in the regular season.
Wow, so that's big. That's big. Yeah.
Yeah, so those two regular season meetings between Golden State and Miami, that'd make a big difference in a potential finals match. Of course, they'd have it if they went up against Boston, too. I'm thinking Golden State-Boston will probably be the series. But
that's who I'm probably picking.
Yeah, and my last point in terms of the playoffs, I think what's been hard for me is, first of all, the officiating. It feels like there are a lot of acting jobs. It's like these players have kind of figured out how to game.
Oh, I know. Not good.
It's just, yeah, it's been hard to watch. But
hey,
yeah,
thanks, man. See ya. What was that song by the Pastels I didn't get? There had to be somebody else that made that song. What's the name of that song?
Been So Long.
Okay, I got to. Okay, let me. I've been thinking of that, Tony. I mean,
1958.
There was no other, nobody else that did it?
I think that's the original.
Who did a cover of it? When?
There's It's Been So Long, a few of those.
Of course.
Yeah, I don't see anything here.
Okay, let me just try one thing. It's going to drive me nuts. Golly, I've heard of the Pastels, and I heard that song, so, and it's not a bad song. Okay, that's it for me. I'll be back tomorrow. Don't forget, Wednesday, Mike Leach up at 6 o'clock. Good night, Obama.
Next to tee off.
Michelob Ultra presents the Sports Animals Driver a Day in May, powered by WinStar World Casino and Resorts Golf Club and Academy. Elevate your game and win a tailor-made stealth driver. Plus, a round of golf at WinStar Golf Club, home of two championship 18-hole golf courses. You can enter to win now at thesportsanimal.com. The Morning Animals announce a daily winner each weekday morning at 7:30. Plus, all daily winners are qualified for a VIP golf experience for you and three friends at WinStar, complete with four rounds of golf, a custom fitting for your driver, luxurious accommodations, and $1,000 in food and beverage credits. No golf game is complete without a tailor-made stealth driver and a Michelob Ultra, the superior light beer. The Sports Animals Driver a Day in May from Michelob Ultra, WinStar World Casino, and Resorts Golf Club and Academy. Register now at thesportsanimal.com.
All right, give me a club.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.